Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to bus or bench warmers, and never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. DraftKings has a huge contest for you coming up week 11. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com right now. Use code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Do it right now. Sign up. Over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Get it going at DraftKings.com. Use that code BIGCAT and play for free with your first deposit at DraftKings.com. This episode is also brought to you by Movement Watches, MVMT Watches. I have got two new Movement Watches, and they look unbelievable. The new watch that I got, it's stylish, and guess what? It doesn't cost $400 or $500. It costs $95, and everyone says, wow, what's that Rolex? What is that beautiful watch you have on your hand? And it's beautiful. I love it. We're winning again with our watches. Little Trumpism there for you. We're winning. I'm winning right now with my watch. Movement Watches, MVMT Watches. Get yours right now. Here's the deal. Get 15% off with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTwatches.com/PMT. This watch has a clean design. I've been getting compliments left and right. I have four Movement Watches. Four of them. I got two new ones. I have four total. Go to movementwatches.com/PMT. Join the movement. MVMT Watches. Do it right now. 15% off. That's a great watch. Let's go. Boy!
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Monday, November 14th, week 11, week 10. Let's go. The Minnesota Vikings Purple People Eaters came to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but there's a new Sharif Floyd in town as the Kirkland Signature Cousins and the Washington Orange Skins trump the Vikings and tell Blair Walsh, you fired. R-Words grab Sam Bradford by his wizard sleeve. That's a pussy, 26-20.
Carolina's blue, dabba-dee, dabba-die, as the Panthers are dabbed to death until their season is dabba-dead. Candy Reid dabs his mouth and wipes Carolina away like some vinegar-based barbecue sauce. 24-20.
What? 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 What?
The birds versus the birds. Ryan Matthews versus Matthew Ryan. Has Keanu Reeves Neal saying, whoa.
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 Whoa. The points break the Eagles' way as they put the Falcons in the Matrix. 24-15. Some spread.
Delaney Johnny Walker was sipping the blue label down Broadway Street as Aaron Rodgers faced off against Marcus Latrell Mariota, and the Titans were the lone survivor in this one. Let us be the first to wish you a happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, Teach.
You're absolutely right, Boom.
Titans take down Packers, 47-25.
Well, he was an American girly. Dive left, toss right. Take it easy, Toddy. Make it last all night.
Make it last all night.
He was an American Todd Gurley. Bryce Tom Petty and the Jets don't have enough to stop American Todd Gurley. Rams do the Jets like that. 9-6.
What? And we go down to the Big Easy. And the Saints are kicking an extra point. And what? And what? And Justin Simmons blocks the kick. The kick is blocked. Will Park grabs it. What? And what? 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 And they're not gonna get him. And the Saints go marching straight to hell. 25-23. Standing on the corner in Jameis Winston, Tampa, Florida. Such a fine sight to see. It's Jay Cutler, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to throw a pick at Conti. Alshon Jeffrey, ask your QB. I gotta know if he's gonna vaccinate his babies. Ooh, you lose. Ooh, you lose.
Tampa Bay thrashes the Bears 1-10.
Alfred Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die, and the Houston Texans invade Jacksonville like an outbreak of Zika. Gus Bradley and the Jaguars go viral with a case of the 2-7-itis, and we're all left to wonder, are the Texans better without J.J. Watt?
What? What?
San Diego and Miami face off in the whale's vagina. Little topical Anchorman reference for you there, Teej.
Stay classy, Boom.
When these two cities match up, you better bring the sunblock, because life's a beach and then you die. Dolphins snake in on Chargers, wave, and ragdoll them 31-24.
What? What? What?
The Cowboys went up to mining country in Pennsylvania as Clean Cole Beasley and Frack Prescott overpowered the Steelers in an electric 35-30 victory, and as usual, left Ben Roethlisberger blacked out. Hey, Teej, you remember Tony Romo?
Who?
Me neither.
You're absolutely right, Boom. Pete Carroll goes for 2 when up 7.
Huh?
And the Seahawks beat the Patriots on the 2-yard line. Sound familiar?
What? 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 What?
And that was our week 10 fastest 2 to 3 minutes.
3.5 minutes.
All right. Let's talk. This was a huge weekend of football.
A lot of stuff happened. That's for sure. Football's back.
Football.
Okay. We predicted it going into the weekend that football was here to heal a nation.
And it did.
Absolutely did. There is no more division in America these days.
Not only did it happen Saturday with chaos, which we'll get to, but the Cowboys, Steelers, and the Patriots, Seahawks, both of those games were some of the best games of the year. Just when America needs you, when America needs football, there's football to save us.
Well, you know what it is? America can always get behind watching Tony Romo look miserable.
That is
the great uniter here in America, and we're used to seeing it after he throws a fourth quarter interception, or just like looking, doing the Charlie Brown carrying his blanket off the field thing. This time, it was when they were winning, and he was trying to put on that happy face.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Tony Romo putting on a happy face is actually the saddest thing you've ever seen.
It was, you know what that face was? That was a beauty pageant face. I'm so happy for you, Dak. Oh, yeah. You're doing great.
Oh, Mom, you're going to marry Todd?
I'm
so happy for you guys.
I just want the team to win. I'm so, so happy for Dak Prescott because I just want the Cowboys to win while he forces a smile. And you know, Tony's been around long enough. He's had the camera on him long enough that he knows when it's coming around. So he was ready for it, but he's still, you can just see through his eyes that he's just in so much pain.
And, you know, I love it. I still do love seeing Tony Romo in that state, but I'm starting to feel like actually bad for him. And I don't like that. I don't like that emotion's creeping up inside me because I prefer to have hate in my heart. And now it's like I'm feeling something along the lines of empathy.
If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl without Tony Romo, that would be the most amazing story. They got to come up with a theory for that.
Yeah. I would say that they don't give him a ring if he's like a backup.
Right.
They're like, come on, Tony.
Tony didn't do shit.
Yeah. They give the guy that – who was it on the Seahawks? Was it – who knocked him out in the preseason game? Bent him in half. Anyways, they give that guy a ring.
Oh. Oh, Tony Romo. Got it. Like when Rodney Harrison – took down Trent Green.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give that guy a ring.
College football, chaos. Let's talk about it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The 2, 3, and 4 ranked teams in the nation lose. Clemson, Washington, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that happened, 1985, the number one single at that moment, Take on Me. Little fun fact, Darren Revelle actually tweeted that year block, so you wouldn't know.
I would not know that. So I guess what we can take away is this has been not the best week for polls in America.
Nope.
Predicting outcomes of things.
Nope.
But I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the next one because, like, honestly, the football playoff, what do they call themselves, a playoff committee?
Yeah.
They could just pick whatever teams that they want out of the top 10, and you could make a case for anyone.
Yeah.
And what's going to be nice is you're going to have a lot of teams, like, in the Big Ten that doesn't really matter who you put ahead of another one because they're just going to beat each other eventually.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is going to be a great example of water finding its level.
Okay, so as a Big Ten fan,
I'm happy. No, I'm happy because, I mean, if when the top four come out, I think Ohio State and Wisconsin might be in it. But that means the polls are a sham. Because I think there'll be four Big Ten teams in the top 10 with Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. That means the polls are really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a classic year where I start to tell myself, oh, maybe the Big Ten is really going to be back. And then one of those teams, probably Wisconsin, if they can win out, goes to Alabama, plays Alabama, and loses by, like, you know, 50-7 or something like that.
Is it the computer's fault for ranking these teams too high?
We need the BCS back.
Is there a bug in the system?
You know when there was
Russians,
never chaos?
The Russians are hacking.
The BCS system never had chaos.
I know.
People forget that.
Let's bring it all back.
Yeah. What else do we have from the NFL?
Well, so you alluded to it a second ago, but it's fresh in our minds. We just got done watching the Patriots-Seahawks.
Right.
In regulation. You got to imagine that Jacoby Brissett makes that pass to Gronkowski. I think it was, I mean, Tom Brady could have located it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's like a big controversy for me to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eye on that. Also, anytime that Russell Wilson is playing in a hostile environment, I want to see the home field's PA system take more advantage, because Russell Wilson is the kind of guy that you could imagine a PA guy getting on the mic and going, Russell, this is God. I need you to throw an interception. And Russell Wilson would at least consider
that might be God.
I should maybe throw it to the linebacker.
Didn't he not fuck Ciara for a while because he saw God in a mirror?
Yeah.
So that's not that far off.
And when he walked off the field at the Super Bowl after throwing the interception, God was like, Russell, I am testing you by this interception. So he thinks that, like, God talks to him. There are ways that you can exploit that, and a better coach than Bill Belichick would know to do that.
Can I do a little preemptive who's back, which we're going to get to in a minute? Mm-hmm. Who's back actually maybe hasn't left this year? Russell Wilson's ankles. A lot of talk about his ankles. A lot of ankle therapy talk, zoom-ins of what kind of tape he's using on his ankles. Could you imagine Russell Wilson with good ankles? A lot of Russell Wilson. I'm a little sick of the Russell Wilson ankle talk.
Yeah. My favorite part was when they were saying that when he first broke his ankle or hurt his ankle, he was getting woken up at, like, every hour and a half in the course of the night. Who does that? That's not healthy, is it?
No, I can't imagine it is.
They had a doctor had to move to his house.
Yeah.
And just, like, have a timer to wake him up.
See, I've called bullshit on all those stories. Russell Wilson's the king of those stories. Like, I moved in with my therapist this year in this offseason, so my mind, I sharpened my mind and not my body. He always has those stupid fucking stories, like Russell Wilson. Actually, Tom Brady's another guy who's got those stories.
Yeah.
Himalayan pink salt.
I can't be in the same room as a tomato.
I know.
Tom Brady's 39. He's the best quarterback in the league.
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger just eats P.F. Chang's every week.
Oh, he's the best quarterback in the league?
He never gets injured.
So they won tonight, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Why not? So they ran the ball when it counted, like, on fourth and goal, right?
Well, it was a pass interference.
Oh,
in the
so
last
they
play.
Threw it. Okay.
We're not going to get into semantics.
Yeah, pass interference on the offense, though.
False.
Okay.
Let's do our Monday stuff. You guys ready for it? Before we do that, I want to say a quick word about my friends at Untuckit. You guys use Untuckit?
Oh, yeah.
They are the best shirts. I have a closet full of Untuckit shirts, and they're incredible. So here's the deal with Untuckit. If you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks good untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Most are too long and too sloppy. It's a deceptively difficult look to get right. But Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. And here's the deal I got for you. Untuckit.com shirts designed to be worn untucked. Use the promo code Barstool for 20% off all purchases. Untuckit shirts fall at the perfect length. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuckit shirts the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect Christmas gift or Hanukkah. We don't discriminate here on Pardon My Take. Untuckit.com. Go right now. Get your fashion on right. Untuckit.com. Use that promo code Barstool and you'll get 20% off all purchases. All right. Before we get back to who's back, it's Tell the Truth Monday.
Yes.
Because Hank just keeps laughing right in my face. All right, so I got bit by a dog this weekend. My hand's infected.
Mm-hmm.
My whole body's infected. My body is fighting the infect. My body is fighting for its life right now.
Your body's swollen.
Swollen because it's fighting for its life. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what a body does when it has trauma. It swells up. So I look a little bit fat today. Because I got bit by a dog.
It's all the antibodies, yeah.
Because I got bit
it's
by a dog.
It's all the health that's coursing through your body.
And Hank keeps laughing at me because I'm fat.
Well, I'm just going to say, you don't look fat. I've been with you all night. You don't look fat.
You got a great personality.
But no, when I look fat. That video came out, and the screenshot where it looks like you have a bunch of pillows stuffed under your sweatshirt. I mean, I can't
swollen
look at it.
Lymph nodes, it's fatigue, pus or fluid oozing from the wound, tenderness and arrows. These are all things I'm fighting through right now, and you guys are making fun of me. My body is literally fighting right now. It's in the fight of its life. I'm fighting this dog bite. This little dog bit me on my pinky, and my whole body swole up.
What about me? My best friend got bit by a dog.
Yeah, right.
I'm going through a tough time.
Yeah, I know.
Hank,
you know what? You've
Hank's
been nice.
Not
Hank's
really
just
making
laughing
it,
in my face.
Yeah,
what
it's really
dick.
Tough on me right now, Hank.
So
okay?
Tell the truth, Mondays. Hank, you're hurting my feelings right now.
Tell the truth, Mondays. I've been with you for like 3 or 4 years. That's the funniest picture I've ever seen in my life.
It is a pretty funny picture. You know, when I was little, I used to think that all umpires were
You
fat.
Say that all the time, by the way, well, but that's okay. You also have claimed that I'm the most gif-able face of all time.
Yeah, true. You do have a pretty gif-able
face. I do.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
You want to jump right into some football guys Mondays, or you want to start with who's back, the Tiger
Let's
Woods?
Let's start with who's back.
Okay, the Tiger Woods Memorial who's back of the week.
Yes.
Hank, who you got?
The whole sport of football.
Yep.
It's been a whole long season. Everyone's shitting on it, saying it's only got so much time, 25 years before it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. This weekend was a perfect example.
That's right. The
it's
nerds.
Back, and it's here to
football
stay.
Football finally boxed the nerds out this weekend.
Yep, finally.
So you had your little election or whatever. Yeah. I hope it went well. I don't really know what happened.
Tough week for the nerds.
Yep.
Real tough break for the nerds.
How you doing out there, Nate Silver?
I also had, I had a lot of who's backs. I almost did like a Mount Rushmore of who's backs this week. But I had football. I had NFL. I have Dave Chappelle.
Yep,
Chappelle's back.
100% back.
The moon's back in a direct shot
Super
at the
moon.
Sun, Supermoon.
Supermoon.
And the NFC East is back.
Yes.
The beast, the NFC beast. We got the Eagles winning today, Cowboys winning, our words winning today, the Giants not losing today. So it's a pretty big week.
Flip side, NFC North not back.
NFC North.
The Lions beat the bye week because every team lost except the Lions.
That's right. So that snaps their 30-year consecutive losing streak
against the bye week. I have who's back. I have a quick, just temporary who's back, Dan Marino, because the Steelers did the fake spike and then threw it for a touchdown. He gets back for like a couple hours.
Hey, Dan,
every
remember
time
when
happened.
You did it that
hey,
one
Dan,
time?
Hey, Dan, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, oh, yeah, that was the season I didn't win the Super Bowl. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, one of the 20. Yeah. And then my official who's back, draft shaming. Dak Prescott has been named the starter. He was drafted 135. So now, all you idiots out there, I'm talking to you, and this, I mean, Bears fans as well, but all you idiots like you, stop this show right now. I'm talking to you. You could have had Dak Prescott. And people will remind you every single day. Because Tom Brady, he was basically the original draft shamer, but it's been so long that people kind of forget like who was drafted in front of him. Dak Prescott. You could have had him.
Even if you're a Cowboys fan, you could
have
had
him earlier.
So I'm going to mark you down on that one.
Yep.
So
everyone gets draft shame now that Dak Prescott is officially the starter and a superstar.
I love a good draft shaming.
I saw someone said that the Bears could have had him multiple times in the round that he was drafted.
Uh-huh.
So that's the ultimate draft shame.
Yeah.
Like we pass over multiple times right before. Could have had him. You idiots. You motherfucking idiots. Okay, football guy of the week. We have a loaded football guy of the week. Let's power through
Almost
them.
Too many this week.
Well, so Saban leads the week. We'll just gloss over that.
Not knowing about the election.
Jim Harbaugh went into Iowa's famous pink locker room and wallpapered it all maize and blue.
Yep.
That's a football guy move, even though it didn't work.
It's kind of a football guy move. It's an attempt at being a football guy, but it's also kind of like it's a nesting move.
Yeah.
You know, you want your coach to be a hunter. Right? Ooh. Not a nester.
Yeah, they got a little too comfortable.
A football guy shouldn't really give a shit what the locker room looks like, right? Mm-hmm. As long as there's a bench and as long as he's got, you have to have showers for the boys to take a shower afterwards. That's a must.
Yep.
Besides that, you shouldn't be looking at the walls. You should be too focused on the film.
Bill Belichick, the Seattle press conference, which we already talked about.
Seattle.
How'd
that work out for him?
Yeah,
pretty well?
Yeah, Seattle. Hawaii, this was an all-time move. Hawaii's coach, they were down 42-3. In the third quarter, and he made his assistant coaches take all the benches away from the sidelines so that none of his players could sit down.
I love it.
That is such a football guy move.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
More than that, I like it when it's really cold outside and the coach is taking away the heaters. Like, y'all are spoiled.
Yeah.
Y'all don't deserve to be warm.
Back in the ice bowl.
That's right.
Got to talk about the ice bowl.
That was the only cold game to ever be played in the history of the NFL.
The frozen tundra. Pat Narduzzi. He was kissing, like openly kissing his kicker before he made the game-winning kick against Clemson.
big time football guy move to just, it's, hey, it's not gay if you're a football coach.
Yeah, it's not gay if you're in a position of power and it's like a 18-year-old kid.
Right, you're just kissing him
almost on the lips
in front of the national audience. Yeah,
it's motivating.
Just right? I love you.
Hey, you'd hate to see what happens if he misses the kick. Right?
Yeah.
Spin zone on that one. Tyler Summitt. He was master motivator using that same exact technique.
A lot of kissing.
He never lost to, was it Clemson? He never lost to Clemson either.
No.
So, a little common thread there.
Yeah, just kissing your players.
Dana
Holgorsen, he was overheard. The mic, hot mic caught him telling the ref that his guy's balls were bigger than their balls. Anytime he can get a ball off, that's football guy move.
Also, Dana Holgorsen should be on that list for like pretty much exploding on the sideline.
Yeah, his swag.
At some point, his skin is just going to burst and his neck's going to explode.
A lot of Red Bull.
We know him very well.
Also, their defensive coordinator, Tony Gibson, said after giving up 500 yards to Texas, stats are for losers.
Yes, love the stats for losers. So, whole West Virginia, and they won with the Canadian boys, Todd and Gordo, on their playboard.
I didn't see that. Were we on there?
We were on there.
Okay, sorry, Texas.
Yeah, hey, Texas, maybe next time.
Hey, Texas, everyone, sorry.
Maybe next time try to score a few more points, okay?
Okay, maybe score a rouge next time, okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe don't go for the fourth. There is no fourth down in Canada.
Go for fifth down, eh?
Yeah, hey. And then finally, I have football students of the week.
Okay.
Iowa. Did you see some of the blood alcohol levels
coming
out of Iowa City?
No,
oh, man. Clayton Sampson, 21, of Mason City, Iowa. He had a .310 BAC.
Ooh, wow. That's pretty good.
Isn't it like 3.4
like death?
That's you
death.
Could die, yeah.
Tyler Gross of Merrill, Michigan had .23.
Okay.
And then Michelle Keys, 35. Way to stay in the game, Michelle. .225 BAC.
You remember that chick, Vodka Sam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't she from Iowa City?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Iowa City is my second favorite Big Ten campus. Iowa City knows how to fucking party. Love Iowa.
Well, I mean, that's all they have around them, right?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Basically.
The only thing that happens in Iowa is you get drunk, and I know there are a lot of like wrestlers and MMA fighters from Iowa.
Dubuque has a nice riverboat casino.
Yeah, so go to Iowa, get drunk, just don't get into a fight.
Yeah.
You'll get your ass kicked.
Okay, so that was our football guys of the week. Why don't you hit us up with any we missed or any you like, and before we get to a great interview with Pat McAfee, let's do an ad.
Well, real quick, I just want to say we should let people know that it's punt week.
Yes.
Here on Pardon My Take.
Yes.
So in celebration, we've got Pat McAfee today. We've got Marquette King, the coolest punter in football. No offense to Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in on Wednesday. On Friday, who do we have?
Kevin Huber.
Kevin Huber from the Bengals.
Yep.
A punter from there. And we're trying to get Jim Tressel on to reconnect with him.
Yeah.
And we're working with some long punt snappers, too. It's punt week here on Pardon My Take. So
impromptu.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
So just tune in. But I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, okay? Anytime you need a ticket to a sporting event or a concert, you need to be using SeatGeek. It's the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for football games that you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop with confidence. Best of all, Pardon My Take listeners get a $20 rebate off their first purchase. Now, this is big news, okay? They're going to send you a check for $20 just for buying a ticket. To get your rebate, you download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, click Add a Promo Code, enter promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and they'll send you $20 after you make your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app today, enter in promo code TAKE.
Okay, let's do Pat McAfee, who visited us on Thursday, and we're going to have a exit interview, right, Hank?
Yep.
Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tuesday exit interview. Hank's got to first learn what a limiter is, and then he'll get on that exit interview. That has nothing to do with you making fun of me being fat and swollen. And
hey, why don't you get a limiter for your BMI?
We could put it out tomorrow, too.
No, it's okay. You won't have it ready.
it's like actually like done.
Okay.
All right, so Pat McAfee, here we go. All right, we welcome back Pat McAfee from the Indianapolis Colts. He's a recurring guest. You got your shirt.
I got my shirt. It's getting framed right now.
Nice.
Can't wait to put it up on the wall.
Okay, so you're never going to wear it. That's a little low blow.
Fact, but it'll be showcased at all times.
Okay. Yeah. So Pat is in studio with us, which is always fun. We're going to do an exit interview after this, so check out that later on today, Monday. Pat, you are on bye week.
Yeah.
So my first question, do you like pretend that you're sore during bye, you know, because bye week you're supposed to get your body healthy and stuff and rested? Or are you like, oh man, I'm real sore. Like,
listen,
guys, can't, good thing we got bye week coming
big
up.
Big Cat, I got hit last game. Don't know if you remember that. Played against Green Bay. I don't know if you're watching. I got fucked up.
Okay? Oh, you did?
I did,
Who did that to you?
I don't know. It was Ty Montgomery, I think.
Okay.
You want us to take care of him?
I mean, I was hoping you guys
could. We can't like physically do anything, but we could cyber bully him.
What was the situation?
You know what? I'm all about a good cyber bully run, you know? Right. No, he's a good guy. He apologized to me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they were trying to block a punt, and he just ran right through me, and I'm a delicate flower.
Now, wait. Is that kind of like patronizing, though? Like apologizing to you for hitting you on a football field?
That's interesting, isn't it? That's an interesting situation.
It's almost worse than the hit.
Hey, sorry, I didn't. I should have seen you had like, the pink jersey on.
Yeah, like, I know you're a pussy. That's my fault. Yeah, that is kind of what it was like now that
right.
I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a shot there.
You probably should have said apology not accepted.
Apology was accepted because he could beat my ass. But I was sore.
Now,
I'm not used to taking hits. I'm not supposed to take hits.
So you guys, obviously, coming off the bye week are pretty pumped because you won that game in Lambeau. Did anyone in the locker room realize you ruined everyone in America's teaser?
Yeah, see, I knew that somewhere there were some people working some magic.
Yeah.
You know, in Lambeau, I think Aaron Rodgers only lost 12 games in his career at Lambeau.
Yep.
So you guys
nice
were feeling good.
Two. Yeah, you get down to the two.
You were feeling good.
Feeling real good.
I don't know anything about that. I don't gamble on sports, obviously.
Right, obviously.
But, yeah, I mean, we're real excited. Sucks for you.
Yeah,
it sounds like
okay.
Really bad. But we had a party. It's been a rough year. So winning a game in Lambeau is gigantic. You're talking
all you can do
tits out all over the place.
There, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Did Chuck cry?
No. He was pretty excited though.
He saves the cry games.
Yeah. Do they actually moon you when you drive the bus out of Lambeau?
No, but they were fucking lit at Ace Hardware. We're talking Ace Hardware is this parking lot literally right across the street from Lambeau.
Yeah.
You're driving through a neighborhood. We stayed in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is a real nice place.
Yep.
Good people. And then we drive through a bunch of small towns. You drive through a road. Wisconsin's beautiful.
It is.
A beautiful
great
place.
Great state.
And then
great
you get
personality, I'd say.
Yeah, good personality.
Not really beautiful. Yeah. Great personality, I'd say.
Yeah.
So you're deducting, you don't think she's that hot. You think she has a great personality.
She's really funny.
She's a little overweight. Her accent gets a little grating, but
she's fun to be around.
Someone
she's
you want to have
around.
A beer
she's
with.
Fun
that's
to be around.
Wisconsin.
Like kind of like a sister. Like a great
doesn't
sister.
Take herself too seriously.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Everything you just said.
No, they tailgate.
Ace Hardware.
Not only Ace
the
Hardware,
place.
But they. If you see, there's like a couple gas stations across the street, and they'll be tailgating with open flames in the gas station. So that's always, that's Wisconsin. Don't care.
Love to party.
Yeah, have some
absolutely
beers.
Love to party. But I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed the whole, because Lambeau is really,
yeah,
I mean, it's Lambeau.
Yeah.
You know, the last time we played there, we played preseason. It was the year they went on to win. I think he actually started the belt thing against us. They hung like 50 on us in the first half of that preseason. We were 2-14 that year. It was a rough one.
That's not your fault.
That was Painter.
It was, I think Orlovsky? That game, Painter actually did
Curtis
play that
Painter,
game.
Yeah.
Or Kerry Collins.
You guys went through some nice quarterbacks.
Kerry Collins got paid. Came out of retirement, got $4 million, got knocked out by J.J. Watt week one. My head hurts, my head hurts, my head hurts.
Yeah.
My head hurts, my head hurts, my head hurts. Retired again, didn't play.
That is pretty sick, yeah.
Kerry Collins was a good guy, but boy, he won. Yeah. He won in that particular.
So you listen to the show, you know that we're sabermetrics guys, we're not stat guys. I was looking through your stats. I saw that you have the highest net punting average of your career right now. And you're, what, how old are you now?
29.
You've been in the league for how long?
8 years.
So you're getting better as you get.
What are you saying?
Well, most
what
people,
are you guys
most
hinting?
People peak early in their career.
Really?
You got a piss test recently?
Yeah,
it sounds like
you guys
the piss vampire Roger Goodell
wow.
paid a visit to you.
Sounds like you're coming after me a little bit.
No, I'm connecting the dots.
Yeah, we're just throwing throwing things out there. Yeah.
Well, all those dots lead to me getting piss tested last week. Guy saw my dick and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, talking clean. Do they look at your
sick
dick?
Brag that
absolutely.
You have a dick.
That sucks. That's why I'm not in the NFL. I wouldn't want some random dude looking at my dick. It's too small.
Well,
that's the only reason I'm not in the NFL.
I do think as soon as, that's it. I think aside from that, you'd be.
I'd be there. I'd be there.
All pro.
Yeah.
But I do like, you get tested in other cities too in the offseason when you visit or whenever. And I try to read the guy's face whenever he looks at my dick the first
like
time. Like,
what's
this? How many guys you tested today? Where am I at? Top five? Bottom five? Let me know. And I think they're usually unimpressed. So I mean, that's the life I live.
How many people at Barstool do you think would get fired if we had piss tests? We should actually do that.
I think the company would just disappear.
We should just do like a random drug test and see who survives. I think we had
like two people. Whole staff. Whole staff. Uh-huh. Line them up.
I think gone. So. Are you a little bit pissed off that Marquette King has kind of stolen your crown as a cool punter?
He has, hasn't he? Yeah. Marquette's one of my friends, though, so this is like a...
Well, all of the punters are your friends.
Lie.
You gotta,
no,
lie.
That's not true. None. They're,
lie. I don't get along with friends. A lot of kickers and punters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like yeah. Who?
Like Jay Feely. I don't like Jay Feely.
Well, everyone hates Jay Feely. He's the fucking worst.
Yeah, I hated him before he got on TV and
I did too.
Awful.
I did too from that tweet when he was like, I don't play video games, I play real life.
I just didn't like the gloves. Anytime a kicker wears two gloves, that's a big red
I wear
flag.
One glove.
Yeah.
See?
You yeah.
See?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson
yeah. Guy.
Style. Yeah.
So why don't you do a Michael Jackson after a big punt and get on TV?
Right here.
You have a yeah. Monday night game coming
30.
Up.
I'm yeah. Almost 30 now.
No.
I used to dance back in the day.
Way too old for Michael Jackson.
Well, I think 29 is. I think 28 is where you cut off the Michael Jackson.
You want to get paid or not? Marquette King is going to get paid now. He's a dancing punter.
I know.
He's got brand.
Because there was nothing else
God, he
that
can
made
really
him
sell
unique
himself
as a punter now. Up until he started dancing.
Here's what you do.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Nothing else.
How do they determine who gets mic'd up before a game?
You get asked.
Okay, you should try to like lobby
no.
Your way in.
No,
because
we
that
don't.
Way you can tell
have
a
you
joke.
Been a- have
you're
you ever been asked?
I've been asked a lot. To
really?
And I don't want to do it.
Because when you get blown up and then you're wheezing and like,
yeah,
oh,
all the
I,
stuff.
I wasn't supposed to get hit.
Yeah, me trying to wheeze my way out of things. I just don't want that undocumented, you know. So, and Adam Vinatieri, we never get mic'd up.
What,
who knows?
What about when Luck gets mic'd up and you realize that he apologized to everyone? He says, yeah. Like, good hit.
Great
do you guys,
hit, man.
Do you guys ever say anything? Like, do people make fun of him for that?
No, I often wonder, like, what? Like, he's like, I like the plan.
I think
know?
It's a mind game.
It's a good, like,
yeah.
Keep them friendly. You
right.
Know, that's what I try to do.
Right.
Before the games, talk to returners, Antonio Brown, like, hey, man, you'll get it open. Just juke the shit out of me. Don't step on my face.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
These are conversations, like,
right.
You're so good. Like, try to keep them on the good side. So I think, sure. But Andrew's at that point where I need to do that.
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't need to do that.
I know? Like it. It's a little bit
it.
Of a mind fuck. Guy, like, tackles him, and he's like, hey, great hit, man.
Got to be the only guy in the league that does it.
Yeah.
Has to be. I have no idea. When I get hit, I just...
You're wheezing. You can't talk.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, but refs usually give me like, you okay, man?
Yeah.
Like, do you ask everybody that gets hit that question, or is it just me? This is that same kind of
yeah, you get,
backhanded.
People are worried. It's like seeing like an old man trying to cross the street when they see a punter get hit.
Why?
No offense.
No offense.
I do. I like the sand wedge celebration that you do.
Thanks, man.
Nice little 60-yard wedge.
Yeah.
Maybe try planking. Planking's making a big comeback. So, like, after you down one inside the five, just face first on the turf.
Oh, but then the refs might think he actually
mannequin. Maybe I do mannequin challenge.
Oh.
Maybe I just lay down. Mannequin.
You should do the mannequin challenge so you get a flag at some point.
Just lock it in?
Have you gotten, how many flags have you gotten?
They call it the mannequin challenge. That's the Browns defense. Same thing.
I don't know. If I'm allowed to laugh at that.
It.
I got friends
joke.
Over
no.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you did nail that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Nailed it.
I just found out 2 days ago they haven't won yet, and I've been on a team that's
what do you
been...
mean you just found out 2 days
wait,
ago?
Wait,
I don't
wait.
Pay attention to shit, man. I'm
football guy.
I'm a football guy, man. Nick Saban didn't even know there was an election.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was a football guy move.
I just don't really pay attention to much else. I just kind of keep it moving.
So have you ever gotten a flag?
Yeah, I got a delay of game or rookie year on a kickoff.
And what happened? Did you
just
like hide
around
it on the table? I mean, on the bench?
No, they just backed the kickoff 5 more yards.
But when you got to the sideline, were you just like, I'm going to stay far away from the coach?
There was a lot of questions about how you get a delay of game on a kickoff.
Right.
And I didn't have the answers at that particular time.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I took a knee. I went down there to the end and just kind of took
yeah.
A knee. And
2-14,
away.
Though, so.
No, it wasn't a 2-14.
Oh, that year. Wasn't yet.
This was a year we went undefeated.
Oh, Peyton Manning, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good answer.
Yeah.
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 18 gets behind center.
Yeah.
Shit gets a little.
Do you think
different.
The league misses him?
He's
even
on TV
he's
more
on more
now.
Commercials, yeah.
He's
yeah.
Everywhere. He's
yeah.
Promote. I really thought he was going to end up in LA though.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought he was going to be a starting quarterback in LA.
So did he how did it work when he left? I mean, he obviously retired. Did he maybe just like leave you guys in like as a last gesture to the Colts organization like the number 2 is steroid guy?
Wow. Remember, I was
on...
Was
that a loaded question?
Do you remember?
Oh,
hold
sorry.
On. I was on the bus.
And that's factually incorrect. It's HGH.
Oh, yeah, true. And it's for his wife.
That's right.
Yeah. Ashley. Great lady who's very beautiful,
she
by the
shape?
Way. She's very beautiful, yeah.
Yeah
like, I think she might... She, I mean, who knows?
Who wins an arm wrestling match? Ashley Manning, Roger Clemens' wife.
Barry Bonds' wife. Barry Bonds' wife. No, I was on the bus the day that you guys found out that all happened, by the way. And I think
oh, yeah, that's right.
I got blindsided cool. By you that
that's
day.
That's right.
Yeah, I had no idea. And boy, I was struggling.
You had come off like 36 holes of golf, too.
Yeah, walking.
People loved that casting couch. You were a hit.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm a fan of pink comedy. You guys are pretty hysterical. Yeah. I mean, you weren't there.
I wasn't there, so it wasn't as good as it could be, but it was pretty good.
It was right there below average.
Do you have any comment on the Steelers' onside kick? I know you're an onside kick specialist.
Yeah.
So if you were to just, like, break down the film on that last week.
Yeah, so what happened was he set it up, right? Mm-hmm. And he had this mindset that he was going to do the behind-the-leg kick thing.
Right.
And everybody on the team was like, wow, when he makes this happen, this shit's going to be all over the internet. And then it just didn't.
They were doing it to become a meme instead of winning a football game.
Bang. Maybe that's the thought. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would do it. I don't know why else you would do it. If I attempted to do it, we played them, because he did it in college successfully. But in college, you got wider hash marks, so it doesn't have to travel as far to get to the side.
Right. Middle of the field's thick.
Thick, cuz.
Low-key.
Deep in there. So I think you tried to kick it harder and just fucked up. But, I mean, I attempted it a couple of days in practice, thought I tore my ACL. So I have respect that he didn't kill himself, but that ball didn't do shit. Yeah, that wasn't a good shot.
How does the bye week work in terms of, are there guys like the try-hard overachiever guys, do they keep showing up to the facilities?
That's more like off-season.
Okay, so so everyone leaves for bye
season. Bye week, everybody really gets away.
Okay. What about Chuck? Is he still working?
Chuck's always grinding.
Yeah,
you know
he's
that.
Grinding.
Does he sleep at the office or what?
Grit, yeah.
Is his light still on?
Yeah, grit, yeah. Lights on, couches filled. Every night with him sleeping in it.
Nice.
There's three computers, three iPads, three of those Microsoft, whatever the...
What is his favorite food?
They're called tablets, okay? They're called Surface tablets. The league paid like $600 million.
Hey, please get it right.
And I'll tell you what, they're making headlines, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those things are making headlines.
Have you used the tablets?
Couldn't even tell you. No.
Okay, they keep you away from the technology?
It's like punt it left, punt it right. It's Madden, right? You only have three plays. Punt it left, punt it in the middle, punt it in the right.
Actually... We've added a new element to our game.
Okay. Yeah, that fake punt.
Thank you.
No, we had last time Pat was on, he cleared that up. You guys cleaned it up in camp. Not going to do that.
Oh, you're talking about the.
Yeah, not going to do that fake punt anymore.
The one that was a lot like that onside kick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Well, no, the outside kick was at least they were trying.
Mm-hmm. We were trying. We snapped the ball. I mean, we were trying.
All right.
Our best.
All right. I guess that's trying.
But yeah, I mean, everybody leaves, gets away. I mean, bye week is a nice break. It's a really nice break.
We asked you last time if you had the grit coin. Do you travel with it?
No, I was going to bring it to you. I was going to bring it. I didn't remember.
God damn it.
You texted me after I left work. It's in my locker.
Wait, so you were at the facility yesterday?
What's yesterday?
Wednesday.
No, I was at the facility Tuesday.
But that's bye week. So you're an overachiever.
No, but everybody works Monday, Tuesday.
Got it.
So you normally have like a mandatory meeting from the NFL of some sort because somebody fucked up something. Now we got to learn about it.
What did they fuck up this week?
And we didn't do it. We didn't have it this year.
Oh, so, perfect. We had another week for the NFL.
Good week, guys.
But we had another mandatory meeting, though. We had a mandatory meeting, and we have to sign stuff. So every bye week, you have stuff on Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday morning, and then you're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, that's nice. What about your Mountaineers this year?
How about it? We were rolling there for a little while.
You see that we're on a play card.
Every single week you guys are on there. And I saw Dana and his son had the Saturdays are for the Boys shirt on after a win.
Yeah. Word of warning, though, they're playing Texas this weekend. Texas is back.
At Texas.
Yeah,
they're back.
They just beat Baylor.
Couple big games
this week
coming
back.
Yeah,
so
we were going to go to the game after here.
What
happened? It's in Texas. I don't know anybody in Texas. Really, I don't know anybody in West Virginia either, but I was going to try to get in there. I was going to try to weasel my way in and watch the old team, the old alum, you know, stomping grounds.
Throw on the sweater. Let everyone know.
By the way, do you have the Pablo Escobar outfit yet? You?
I do not, but
you are it.
Yeah, I know. I like to call myself. I actually would be probably the best dressed guy in Indianapolis. I'm bowler chic.
Who?
Bowler chic. So like I'm like
athletic,
I always
husky,
look like
chic.
I could like get out there in the bowling alley. But I'm a little bit more, like, my
fashion
shoes are
forward.
A little bit more expensive than everyone at the bowling.
I was
going
to go with arcade manager.
Yeah, one or the other. But bowling chic is kind of my vibe. Like, anywhere from 25 to 65, depending on the weight and the facial hair.
You would kill in Pittsburgh and Indiana.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Kill.
Those are my people.
I love it. Yeah, salt of the earth.
Just get out in the Midwest and just be like, hey, guys, let's have a beer. Maybe bowl. If not, we'll go to the club like this.
You would love absolutely okay to go to the club like that.
The club, by the way, in Indianapolis is just Howl at the Moon.
Oh, I thought it was just the fountain, and then you just chug milk and run around.
Guys, we have two clubs, three clubs.
Oh,
three clubs.
Howl at the Moon 2.
No, Howl at the Moon is alone. It's all by itself. Okay. I mean, that's number one,
what
obviously.
A club.
But there's a couple other places that aren't.
There's the Steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
That everybody talks about, St. Elmo's.
Mm. There's that Buffalo Wings.
Got a
Buffalo Wild
Shrimp
Wings.
Cocktail.
Every city has one of them.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You caught on to me on that.
Yeah,
Chili's.
Yeah,
you got Chili's there?
You got a couple Chili's.
Applebee's,
no Chili's.
Though. Actually,
you guys
exotic.
Are Applebee's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Indianapolis. all fast food chains are located there except for, what's that burger place over there? In-N-Out. Yeah, except for In-N-Out.
That is a fun fact.
But Indianapolis is like a sample ground, basically, for fast food chains.
Fast food mecca.
We got everything. Whatever you possibly, we have it, except for In-N-Out.
Obviously. Right. What is the temperature of the canal?
Right now, currently?
Well, like, how's
it feel? It's a little
bit
of a warmer
fall. How's it feel on your body? Does it feel good?
Well, I don't remember it. So it's first things first.
Okay.
I don't have a clue. But I do remember walking down the street post-alleged canal dip.
It's alleged.
Yep. Alleged. Everything's alleged. And it was cold. It was like 29 degrees that particular October 20th, 2010. It was cold as shit. And that's when I knew that my immune system was real fucking G. Because I woke up the next day, nothing.
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 Okay.
Now if I was to do that, I'd have... probably Zika or Ebola.
Yeah.
And
probably.
What was your record in 2012?
2012?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just trying to put together some dots and see maybe like maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you should dive into the canal every
year. It was 2010.
For good luck.
It's 2010. We went to the AFC Championship.
Oh,
there.
Oh yeah. Well,
maybe you guys just take it to
the Jets. We lost. No.
No, you beat the Jets.
No, we lost to the Jets that year.
Oh, you lost the Jets in the divisional or whatever.
Divisional round, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Vinatieri hits a 50-yarder.
Yeah,
we
Jets
go in the lead.
The Steelers.
We kick off, and that was when Bart Scott almost
fought
me.
That's right.
You ever hear that story?
Yeah.
You ever heard
it.
Of Bart
no.
Scott?
I don't think I heard that.
Okay, so Vinatieri kicks an extra point or something, and Bart Scott was playing for the Jets at this time, was just walking like he didn't see. He was trying to walk back to his sideline, so he had to walk past me and Vinatieri to get to his sideline. Mm-hmm. And he was acting like he didn't see, and he was about to just, like, punk Vinatieri, like, just walk right through Vinatieri. So I reach around him, and I, like, reach around Vinny. It was like a weird, awkward hug situation. And I punch Bart Scott's, like, shoulder. So I said, don't fucking touch Vinatieri. Like, this
right.
dude.
This is a legend,
hey, he's, like,
right.
almost 40.
Right.
Chill out.
Right.
Right. And he, like, turned around. And he, like swells up. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this is a moment now, right? Like, now I am in a moment. Because this is all on film, on game mm-hmm. film. So people are going to see this. So I said, like, Bart, fuck you or something. Like, just, like, try to save face. O-lineman jumped inside. I get out of the way.
Yeah. You should have had him hit you so you get the penalty. You got to start flopping.
No, yeah. I can't flop.
You're already a puncher. You might as well flop. You're
yeah,
halfway there.
Yeah, but I know. That's why I'm trying to put the end to it right there.
Yeah.
So we kick off, like, a couple kickoffs later. Antonio Cromartie is returning it. He goes down their sideline. I dive, make like a horrible tackle, just push him out of bounds. He doesn't fall. I end up on the ground on their sideline on all fours. Mm-hmm. Okay? And guess whose feet I'm standing at? I look up. It's Bart Scott. And he goes, look who the fuck it is. Yeah. I go, holy shit. And I do like a fucking like pant, like a four crawl across. And then they walk down. And
Like a dog on like hardwood floor.
Yeah. And it's all on the game film. And me like fucking just like shitting my pants.
Oh,
like
we're gonna
doggy
that.
Style. It's
we're
bad.
We're going to find that all 22.
It was Bart Scott.
I'd like to see more kicker on kicker fights and punter on punter fights. Like a goalie fight. And
yeah.
I
that would be
mind
a real
that.
Treat.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
If you had to pick one punter to jack up, who would it be?
I don't know really many of them. Jay Feely is just the person I hate the most.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
But I don't know any
We
of
might
them.
Make that a recurring segment, just like talking shit about Jay, because I think everybody hates Jay.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he's the special teams analyst for CBS, and he comes in and goes, tough kick here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Yeah, looks like a little wind.
Yeah, way to go, Jay.
People don't talk about the swirling wind at Heinz Field enough. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, way to go, Jay. The footing here is tough. Thanks, Jay. Get the fuck on.
Which field sucks the most? In the NFL. Is it the Steelers or is it the Redskins in December?
You know, Lambeau is pretty slick.
Yeah, they got to wait till it freezes over. It's in that middle ground. It's nice, and then it starts to... like.
You know Wisconsin, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Holy shit,
yeah,
I didn't
Badger.
Know that. Should I have known that?
No,
I should have known
know,
that.
It's okay.
He doesn't,
sorry,
Big Cat
listen.
Doesn't really talk about it that much. Not that many people know.
And he's got a broken foot.
I don't fake listen. I keep up on the internet. I don't have time
for... He complimented my foot earlier when he came in. He goes, look at you. You're
grinding.
Healing.
Grit.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we actually
made
found
that
out on Thursday that PFD didn't even need surgery.
Wow.
No, that's not true. I found that out 2 days ago. The doctor was like, well, your x-ray looks good.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. When I was cutting into your foot, I didn't really see a whole lot to fix
so
in there.
So
I just explored around in there for a while to see if I could find
got
something.
Got a paycheck and kept it moving.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn.
Let's quickly.
But the wheelchair played at Wrigley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wheelchair played.
It was great.
Wheelchair played
get
hard.
Cut lines everywhere with a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But Lambeau's field was tough. Pittsburgh field is always bad. It's not the wind isn't the only thing. Pittsburgh isn't so. I played there in college. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Right.
The field gets so tore up.
Yinzer.
I'm a Yinzer, yeah, man.
You put fries
you know
in
what,
sandwiches?
Yinzer,
every
you
day.
Got
chips or fries in sandwiches.
What is a Yinzer? Heart of gold, shit for brains?
Is that what they
That's
say?
Yinzers? Yeah.
That's kind of mean. I don't think that's an actual saying. I think you just wanted to talk shit about Pittsburgh.
No, that's not.
I would rather have a great heart.
Yeah, as long as I got a great heart.
I don't care.
Me too. And shit in your brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got shit for brains.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good heart.
So
I'm like
you're
the
double
worst.
Fucked.
Yeah, I'm double screwed.
How about that?
Before we get to our exit interview, want to quickly talk about this new thing you're doing. You got it.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty excited. I was gonna ask you guys to come judge. I'm gonna ask you if this gets picked up, you two are gonna come judge.
Yeah, Ball State talent show.
Yeah.
A lot of talent there. Wow.
Jason Whitlock. You ever heard of David Letterman?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow.
I knew you were gonna do that.
Holy shit!
All right, so tell us about it though, because we're excited. Because I'm excited to see this, and I want to judge if it gets picked up.
Yeah. So every talent show you watch, whether it's America's Got Talent, The Voice, all this shit, like every time you watch, they want to make you cry with every fucking contestant, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I said I don't want to fucking like I feel bad for them.
Right.
I understand, but I'm watching this. To be entertained. I don't want to fucking feel bad for somebody.
Right.
So I wanted to make a talent show where there's no backstories. We don't give a shit. Ooh. And then we wanted to give a scholarship to a kid. So we figured this would be a good way to do it. So we're going to do like a gong show style show. We're going to have two batches of 25, and then we're going to have the finals the next day, or top 12 in the finals. And we're going to give a scholarship and keep it moving.
And where's this happening?
It's happening at Ball State.
Ball State.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah, okay. You ever heard of it? Muncie, Indiana?
I just know that Jason Whitlock is a graduate.
Action, baby.
So.
Oh, David Letterman, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
I don't know who David Letterman is, but Jason Whitlock.
All right, so we'll judge if you
Whitlock is right here, and Letterman's almost there.
Yeah,
he's almost
there. Almost
if you'll Whitlock. First judge our talents... We are kind of, you know what? We're impersonation guys, so we both have one.
Yep.
Okay.
PFT does Australian. I do Scarface, so if you can, we're going to do them at the same time.
How am I supposed to know?
Because we like to do them at the same time.
Yeah. And then Hank does a cow.
It's a little misdirection. Hank's going to do his cow, so we're going to do all three at the same time and just tell us if we would win the Ball
Get
State.
A scholarship.
Okay, ready?
All right.
One, ready? You guys ready?
Two, three. Good night, Patrick McAfee. It's a pleasure to have another punter here in the studio.
Who's the bad guy?
Love the kickers in
Who
here.
Who put this all together?
Me. A Coffin Corner. Just punt the ball
Who's
right
the bad guy?
Foot.
Uh-huh. Who's the bad guy?
It's not an accent. This is an accent.
Who's the bad guy?
Wow.
Okay, so that was it.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think? Could we win this Ball State talent?
Well, the thing here was a lot of words. This guy. Repetitive.
Very repetitive. Got one thing and I just hammering
stick to it.
Huh?
You
yeah,
nail
you stick
well,
to what you're good at.
I feel that the more you talk with the accent, the better your chances are of hitting one word really well.
Yeah. All you gotta do is hit one.
Yeah, it's a volume game.
But the cow.
Yeah, the cow's great.
I thought
it's our breaking moose cow.
Yeah. I thought he was out there. I think he was grazing.
It's the cow's unbelievable.
This fucking guy was unbelievable.
It's utterly fantastic.
Oh, God.
So as a stand-up comedian, I can tell that me and you have kind of a mutual respect for these awesome one-liners I'm throwing out.
Just hit a dinger right there, too, with that fucking utterly fantastic.
How has your stand-up career been going?
Pretty average.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's okay. Like,
we're just getting along.
Yeah.
All right. Pat McAfee, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's a lot
you
of fun,
are,
man.
I threw this out there to Spencer and Frank. What I call them, top 15 recurring guests? I'm saying Pat's top four.
Top eight.
Top four.
You know what?
Top four recurring guests.
I make top 10. I'm pretty jacked up.
There's only been about 10 recurring guests. So
there
but
I am.
You're top four.
I'm in there.
Yeah. No, people love you, and we love you, too. So.
I appreciate you for having me. Great office here, too.
Yeah.
Come back anytime
you're
in New York.
Because you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And check out the exit interview. We'll probably drop it later today with Pat.
That interview was brought to you by MeUndies. Let's talk about my underwear. Let's talk about your underwear. Picture a world where putting on a new pair of underwear isn't just fresh, you're stepping into a better day. Think about it. Underwear is the first thing you put on and the last thing you take off. Why would you settle for anything less than the best feeling underwear on the planet? Now, MeUndies focuses solely on producing the most comfortable underwear you've ever experienced, and I'm telling you, it's great. It feels like a cloud all around your nether regions. It's wonderful. My friends at MeUndies sent me a few pairs a while back, and now I can't imagine wearing anything else. It really makes each day that much better. For the price of about two cocktails, MeUndies is going to deliver your new favorite pair of underwear right to your doorstep, and you'll have a better day guaranteed. Try them on. If they're not the most comfortable, best-feeling undies you've ever had, they'll refund you, and you get to keep your first pair for free. They're Uber cozy undies are sold exclusively on MeUndies website, and you can enjoy free shipping in the United States. Oh, and up in Canada, eh? Todd and Gordo get to wrap their loins in denim up there, hey? Okay, so here's a call to action for you guys. For a limited time, we're going to give you a sweet deal. You get 20% off your first order, okay? But you have to enter promo code TAKE. TAKE. So go to MeUndies.com/take. MeUndies.com /take. With their Better Day guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/take right now for 20% off.
Let's get to some segments, and we're going to start right away with Conor McGregor, UFC 205, which was an awesome, awesome card. By the way, Wonder Boy Thompson, did you watch all the fights? Am I the only one? Okay, I'm the only one.
I watched the main event.
I was drunk.
I've never seen someone take as many punches to the face and almost get his head popped off and still keep fighting.
I felt like I watched it because I was checking Twitter at the time.
Twitter flipped out.
And but I guess his body almost exploded? Is that what happened?
Twitter sometimes will flip out unjustly. This was a time when it absolutely deserved to be, because he got punched twice in the face.
Yeah.
His eyes rolled back in his head, kept on standing. Then he got put in I'm going to say rear naked.
Wait, his eyes actually rolled back in his head?
Like his eyes started to roll back and he didn't get off his feet. Okay. And then he got put in a chokehold and you could see like the bones in his spine flexing. And it was so disgusting. I thought his head was going
to
pop off.
Let me ask you guys this. If there were to be actual gladiator fights on television,
I'd watch.
How you'd watch?
Yeah.
I think it would draw huge ratings. Like, yeah, fight to the death.
It's called the NFL.
Someone's got to die
20 years later from
brain
trauma.
Someone's got to die within 10 minutes, or else they both die.
I don't want to be that guy.
You watching?
But I'm going to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we have to take American sports man card. But you know what?
They got to be criminals.
For not. Okay.
Yeah. They got to be criminals. So my like, conscience can. Yeah. They have to like either be pot smokers or Adderall abusers. Okay. Criminals. You know, criminals.
Maybe they owe money for a bunch of parking tickets, sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. The scum.
Yeah.
The real vile scum.
Yeah, the real gutter.
That's right. Get them off the streets and let them fight each other to death.
Yeah.
So take American sports man card for not having gladiator fights on the air yet.
Agreed.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
Yeah. Agreed.
But I saw Conor McGregor's fight. It's pretty crazy to see that guy with his tiny little arms and his wee little fists, and he strikes a guy with like no windup whatsoever. And he's so precise with it, it'll just knock you the fuck out with these tiny little punches.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a leprechaun. Get my fist here, buddy.
That's
an awful Irish accent.
I got to say, stay classy to Conor.
Yep.
Conor, why don't you stay classy, buddy? After the fight, when you said, I'd like to apologize to absolutely no one.
Unbelievable.
That's like the least Catholic thing that you could ever say. So is he really Irish? Time to start asking the questions.
Can I ask you a quick question? Is Conor McGregor the most electric athlete in all of sports right now?
That's what we say every single time somebody is good in the UFC.
I think he is. I actually think he is. Exactly. He's the one guy in the world where I have to watch everything he does.
John Bone Jones.
No, I don't have to. Because he's just going to fail a drug test right before the fight.
That's pretty exciting, too.
Yeah.
Exactly a year ago, we were saying the same thing about Ronda Rousey.
No. Ronda Rousey is not the same. No.
Well, yeah, we know that she's not the same now, but we were saying the same.
No, UFC, I didn't have to watch every
sport,
Ronda Rousey.
They do such a good job of being like, this next person, this is the most, this is the best fighter
Disagree.
Of all time.
Because what Conor McGregor does is not only the fight, but it's after the fight. You have to watch what he says. He's unbelievable. And he was cocky as fuck during the fight. Put his hands behind his back. So stay classy with that. Thoughts and prayers. You have a thoughts and prayers for the entire Long family, right?
I do. I've got two thoughts and prayers. First one goes out to the Long family, recurring guests of the show, Chris, Kyle, Howie even. In about maybe a half hour today, Jake Long of the Vikings hurt his leg. And they misidentified him, didn't they? They said it was like Chris Long or somebody. Yeah. And then right after that, Kyle Long actually did hurt his leg.
Yep.
And he got carted off. And so then they went back and they corrected and they said, oh, Jake Long's hurt too. And it was like, wow, all four of the Long brothers are injured right now.
All of them. Every Long.
So thoughts and prayers to the Long family. I thought, I was telling you before the Patriots game, I was like, they should just pull Chris tonight. Like Saving Private Ryan. All of his brothers are dead. Get this guy off the field. His parents have gone through so much today.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Bonus spoiler. Actually, no, that's just the premise of the movie. Yeah. That's in the first like 10 minutes.
Tom Hanks gets shot and killed at the end.
No.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you're right. Shout out Tom Hanks.
He's a teacher, too.
Yeah. Also, thoughts and prayers to Donald Trump. He announced today that he was going to be forgoing the customary, $400,000 salary that the President of the United States gets. So it reminds me a lot of another great American hero, Roger Goodell, when he agreed to take a $1 a year salary during the NFL lockout.
Yes.
That lasted like 3 months.
And then you know who else? $41 million a year.
You know who else foregone his salary when he got elected to office?
Who?
Hitler.
Oh.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow, Hank. Woo, stay, Hank. Hank.
Hank.
I don't know if you know like what the traditional roles on this show are, but stay in your lane.
PFT, quick. Try to read something and fail miserably so that we can okay, even this all out.
reverse thoughts and prayers also tonight. Payers. I reverse thoughts and payers.
This is Tell the Truth Mondays. It's brings prayers. Out the worst. You have a for us. Let's hear it.
Yes, I do. So, was scouring the internet earlier today.
Uh-oh.
Read a little website called The Crossover, and there was an article, and the title was, "Is LeBron James the healthiest NBA player of all time?" And so the entire thing was just it's a long study with like statistics and stuff, technology and stuff, that proves that LeBron James is an anomaly and is the healthiest NBA player of all time. I would make the case Magic Johnson might be a little bit more healthy. Like the guys, he's conquered 25 AIDS.
25 years.
But I guess they didn't factor AIDS into this equation. But still.
Interesting. So LeBron, so no one has ever been like him.
No, health-wise and from
he's
like...
He's an outlier in every case.
Yeah, like his body's recovery time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess we should just take that for face value, that he's just really healthy.
Yeah, you know, miracles happen all the time.
I wonder if LeBron's body would get puffy if he got bit like a dog like me.
I guess magic's real.
We have everyone's favorite new segment, Is He Dead Yet? So, you guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
The rule's simple. Got to just say a name, and then we'll Google to see if that person is dead or not.
I'd like to make it kind of a rule, but just like for the ethos of the game, I want this to be a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. Yeah. Like if somebody asks and the person's been dead for like 20 years, I don't want any dead shaming going.
No, I agree.
No corpse shaming.
All right. Okay? So is someone ready to Google for mine?
I'll go.
Okay. So the reason why I offered us to do Is He Dead Yet for this show is there was an Apple commercial with Maya Angelou. Is she dead?
The name sounds like she's dead. Sounds like a dead person.
She's dead. She died in 2014.
Ah, shit. All right. Well, yeah, the world lost a great one with that one.
True poet.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Just no more fat jokes for the rest of the show. Maya Angelou, I just found out, is dead. So please just respect it. Respect my space.
Very hard time. Right
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Okay. I didn't realize that till
that
now.
That honestly is like a gut punch.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I saw the Apple commercial. It's like, damn, Maya Angelou's voice is unbelievable.
You know what?
She's still around to make some more Apple commercials
for
us.
She would be touched to know that some asshole podcast host saw or heard her words in an Apple commercial and thought to look her up. So
breaking news, Maya Angelou.
You know what we should write? Let's write an obituary for her and put it in the paper. We'll be like, you know, we know she died 2 years ago,
but we're just
getting
around
to
that right now.
We'd like to add our thoughts in.
Yeah.
Mine is, Big Cat, you want to check this one out?
Yep, I got you.
Mine is John Chaney, a true basketball lifer.
Oh, my God. He better not be dead. Love this. No, he's not dead.
Wow.
He's not dead.
Not dead. Okay.
He's in Tommy Lasorda territory.
Yeah.
All right.
He's 84.
I'm excited about that because basketball season is so much better when John Chaney's around to like talk shit about coaches.
When he tried to fight John Calipari, it's one of the best clips of all time.
Yep.
Hank?
Mine is Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
he's definitely
alive, right?
Alive.
Do another one.
Sean
Wait, Connery. Wait. What if he's dead, though?
Richard Belding.
That's going to hurt.
Dennis Haskins. He's alive.
Okay.
He's alive. Come on now.
Shit.
Who's your backup, Hank?
Let's stick with 90s sitcom. What about Uncle Phil?
Google it. He's alive.
Oh, no, he's dead. He died December 31st, 2013.
Fuck. So Mr. Belding alive, Uncle Phil dead.
That was a roller coaster right
there. That's okay. So Maya Angelou dead, Uncle Phil dead, Mr. Belding alive.
John Chaney alive. We think.
Well, two and two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not bad.
I'll deal with
that. Hey, that'll get you the Hall of Fame in baseball.
500. what else we got? Anything else for the rest of the show?
I think.
Oh, I have one more ad. Sorry. Hey, guess what, guys? we're added out this week. It's the success is shout out to our award-winning listeners, by the way, because you all listen to the show. We have a ton of ads. I'm sorry, I know that's fucked up, but when over 500,000 people every show listen, we sell a lot of ads. So
This episode was also brought to you by Simply Safe. Simply Safe. Ever find yourself almost all the way to work, or maybe you're out with family and friends and you get that nagging feeling? Did I close that window? Did I lock that door? You just don't know. It can drive you nuts. You don't have to worry about when you've got Simply Safe home security at your place. It's a nice extra layer of protection to know Simply Safe is there. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors to protect your entire home and keep your family safe. It's just $14.99 a month. That's three times less than what other companies charge. And here's some big news. Simply Safe has just released its brand new high-definition security camera. This camera is different. It connects to your security system and sends you a smartphone video the second something happens at home. You can see everything that's going on, so you don't have to worry anymore. Check out the new camera today. Go to simplysafepmt.com right now. That's simplysafepmt.com right now. Go check it out. simplysafepmt.com right now. I have one last thing. Quick shout out to an award-winning listener there, Dundack Dan and Little Harper. Going to give them a little cheer up here. Couple surgeries. Daughter has a rare disorder, so let's keep fighting. All of our award-winning listeners, we're looking out for all you guys, and we appreciate you guys listening. Subscribe to Pardon My Take on iTunes and follow us at Pardon My Take on Twitter. What else we got? Anything?
Stay tuned for the rest of Punt Week.
Punt Week is lit.
Could not be more excited.
You know what I'm going to say? I think we might have to go to like a field and something and try out some punts.
Just kick the ball around a little bit?
Just kick the ball.
I love it.
Or as they say in England, a pitch.
Hey, go on the pitch with their boots and have a nice crack of the
couple lads.
The balloon there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's late.
Yeah, it's late. Stay tuned for the rest of Punt Week. We love you guys. Well, I love you guys. Big Cat, I don't know if he loves you, but I do.
I love food too much, apparently, to love you guys. That's right. My second love.
He's got a big heart, but it's all clogged with a lot of stuff.
By the way, I like this. I'm just going to... Packing up, rustling all the papers. You can hear me packing up my desk here. Mm-hmm. So we will see everyone Wednesday. Marquette King, he is fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome guy. Stay tuned for Punt Week. We'll see you then.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chewing out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all cute, and some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with me." I said, "Uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class show, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they can send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope it's prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.